Okay, so last week we did, we talked about building a strategic framework for session four. We talked about costing out your learning and tools for the content factory and developing a plan and an income source to cover it, right? Okay, so this is the week where we talk about building a massive network. And most of the jump in your business is going to come from times and places where you partner up and you make associations. Basically, you know, when I'll tell you how I built my own network, and I'm going to edit this out of the final recording. So this is me talking to you personally. So this is not going to be in the actual training. This is sort of me talking to you. And I'm just going to be fully transparent about the biggest jumps I made in building my list personally. Everybody's going to be different. Maybe some of this will be things that you can do. Maybe they will not be, but they will give you some ideas on ways that you can build your list. These are the biggest jumps in my list. I used to train multi-level marketers for free. So in other words, these guys who had these organizations, they had big organizations. They didn't want to do their internet marketing training, so they would ask me to come in and train them. I trained them for free. And basically, at the end of the training, what they allowed me to do is to invite those people onto my list. And so that was one of the ways in which I built my list, probably the most reliably, probably the largest jumps I had in my list. I also trained for internet marketers in the same way. So in other words, what I would do is I would train them in the same way I do technical training, and then I would invite those people back to my list. In some cases, I actually did some of the training that you might even be listening to. If you get inside of somebody's, I'd say their PLR product, and it sounds like my voice, it is. It is me. So I did a lot of training for other internet marketers. I did their training on the inside. And at that time, they would allow me to invite those people back to my list. They no longer do that, right? But I'm just telling you one of the ways in which I used to build my own list. I ran a membership with a local marketer. And basically, I did the technical side. And those people got, it was from that group of people that I sort of knew what they wanted, and that's how I started out building offline PLR, because I ran that membership for a local marketer. And I mean, yes, that was a paid opportunity. We split the payment in half, so it wasn't like I was his employee or anything like that. But I was not teaching. All I was doing was running the membership. I'd come on and do introductions, and then, you know, I would run the technical side. But as a result of that, I was able to launch a PLR product to offline marketers. And so that's another way that you can do it, right? You can sort of do the technical side for people who can't do it, but who have good information, and you actually get a list, or you get the opportunity to launch your own products to people who already know you. I did a buy your way in deal with a PLR marketer. I'm probably just going to leave their name out just for the sake of, I'll just leave their name out for now. If you really want to know who it is, you can ask me privately. I'll tell you. But they had a way that they would allow me to, if I joined their course, I think their course was $400, right? Their course is $497. I paid the $497. And part of the deal was they agreed to mail their list for me, right? So I did that. Right, that was one of the biggest jumps I had in my list. I partnered with an established player in the PLR market. Right, you all probably already know that. I did a virtual summit. I did two of them. So I did one for the offline marketing niche. I did one for the online. I did one for the PLR niche. That was one of the biggest jumps I had in my list building. Right, so that's just so that you'll know. I went to events. So in other words, I used to go to the Warrior event. I went to JVZoo events, and at those events, I met people that I ended up partnering with. I did a lot of things with Steve Rosenbaum. I met Steve at a Warrior event, and so that's another thing that I did. That's something that you can do. And so, and again, all I'm really doing is just telling you the ways in which I had the biggest jump in my own personal list. I developed relationships. I still develop relationships with PLR affiliates, and so that is another thing. So I'm always talking to people. I don't personally comment a lot on Facebook. You all know how much I love Facebook, So most of the talking I do to affiliates, I do on Messenger. I don't comment a lot on people's posts. I don't do that, not because it's not worth my time. I just don't like doing that. I don't like, I'm just not a necessarily a public person. I tried to be different, and I try to like it sometimes, and I go through stages where, oh, I'm going to be public on Facebook, and then I get really tired of it really fast, and I get out of it. So that's just, but I develop my relationships with PLR affiliates on Messenger mostly. And I also develop it with Skype. So I'm still old school in that way. And most of the PLR affiliates that are probably who've been in it as long as I have, they still operate on Skype. And so those relationships, I still continue mostly on Skype. Now, what I want to tell you about was I launched a software product. And I it would be a little disingenuous to say I launched it. I worked with a group of people. But my role in this process was I brought two groups of people together. So in other words, here's what happened. I had some friends who were, I'd say, fairly prolific and big at doing memberships and all in multi-level marketing. In fact, they were some of the people, they would ask me to train their people, and they would tell some other large internet marketers they consulted with, they would ask me, they would say, well, Charles can train your downline. So get Charles to train. So that was all, I always had this relationship with this gentleman. And he and his son, they did a lot of technical things. So I knew some internet marketers. And so because I knew the internet marketers and I knew these people who knew how to build software, I said, well, you guys should just talk to each other to see if you can do a software launch, because they had a version of their software that they were doing with multi-level marketers. I said, well, this would do well with internet marketers. So I brought these two groups of people together. Literally, I can say that was my role in it. I didn't do any software. I didn't do any coding. I didn't have the JV relationships. All I did was bring it together. That was probably one of the biggest jumps I had in my list building, because, you know, when you do a big launch, the people get added to your list automatically. And so because of that, those people ended up landing onto my AWeber. And in fact, I had really stopped using AWeber. I used AWeber probably from 2011 until 2014. I got rid of it in 2014 because I was only doing training, and I was only almost like an employee to people. And then then at some point, I regained it in 2015 because of this big jump in my list, right? Okay, so that's just me. And like I said, I'm going to cut this part out of the recording when I edit it for you to have it as PLR. Are there any questions about that? Right, any questions about any of that? Does anybody find any of that helpful to know? Right? Anybody find any of that helpful to know? Hopefully you did. Okay, so, all right, who's hiding your people? That's where you really want to go. When you talk about building a massive network, you want to find out who's hiding your people. And you want to find out, let me kind of go back and kind of redo this and just let me do this, animate this. And we'll come back to the beginning. I don't want to just do that. Okay, so who's hiding your people? You want to find out who's hiding your ideal customer. And this is not a mystery. So don't treat this like it's a secret sauce. And you don't need to spend a lot of time contemplating this. You just really need to go out and do this. You really do have to have an idea of the kind of person who has your audience. And, you know, you need to have an idea of who are the people that when you talk, they like to listen. You make recommendations, they take them. You want to find out who those people are, who they are in general. It could be your customers. It could be your prospects. You just need to have an idea of who they are and what makes them alike. And then if you're doing your weekly workshop, you should be getting an idea of who they are, because they will be the people that are asking questions. They will be the people that come week after week. If you know who those people are, and I'm telling you this because if you will just commit to that weekly workshop, you will be finding out so much about the people that are eventually going to be your customers. Even if you don't have a lot of customers, and especially if you don't have a lot of customers right now who are buying your information products, you have to start doing a weekly workshop, because that is what you're going to use in order to attract the right people to what it is that you're doing. If you're not doing a weekly workshop, you're going to have to make a guess at this. And nothing wrong with that. You can make a guess at who's going to resonate with you, but you've got to start looking for the kinds of people that will have those people in their audience. So you do want to have a good idea of who they are, regardless. And you want to develop a basic avatar. In other words, if you know that they're going to be basically, let's say, people who have been in a MLM before, people who have done JVZoo Warrior Plus and don't like make money online products per se, right? I have a pretty good idea of who my avatar is, and I can pretty much speak to that avatar, and that pretty much came from doing a weekly workshop. It didn't come any other way. You can do the very same thing, and you will only learn that if you will teach week after week and figure out who you're resonating with. That's the only way you'll learn. And when you figure out, and when you start doing a weekly workshop, you will have an opportunity to build a product snowball by launching products to those people that are coming to your workshops. The people that are buying are the people you're resonating with. And you'll have an idea of that the more you do it. And so you cannot do it, as I know of, any other way. The reason that this is important is because you are going to execute what I call the Dream 100. And so in the book Ultimate Sales Machine, there's a gentleman named Chet Holmes. And he basically what he did, he talked about doing, was you basically determining who your sub-niche is. So in other words, you go beyond, let's say, my niche is weight loss. Well, you want to niche down from that. Well, my niche is our keto dieters. Well, you want to niche down from that. And you might say that my niche are women who do the keto diet. Right, that might be a little too far, but you want to be down that far in terms of your market or sub-niche. And then once you have sub-niche all the way down there, you need to be trying to figure out who the most influential people are going to be in that market and in that niche. That concept was repopularized by Russell Brunson, who did ClickFunnels. And if you don't have that book, you can get that book at plrshow.com/books. Right? And these are going to be the people that you've got to connect with. And you've got to connect with in some meaningful way to make them part of your network. Now, at the time that Russell Brunson wrote this book, or Chet Holmes wrote the book, there was no social media. And so now these individuals are going to be easier for you to find. And so because of that, you can expect that these individuals get a lot of requests. So, if you just kind of send them a Facebook message, or even if you send them an email, you have to understand they're going to get a lot of requests like this. So you're going to have to be different if you're going to bring them into your personal network. You need to have an approach that pretty much is going to fit you. And so if you approach them to do something for you, just to do something, right? If you approach them just because you want them to do something for you, you're probably not going to have a high success rate. That doesn't mean that you don't go ask someone. But you've got to approach this differently, right? You've got to understand that these people get a lot of requests for people to do stuff and to promote them and to do all of these things, right? They're going to also have a gatekeeper. So in other words, you've got to expect that you're going to have people who are going to try to keep you out of their personal space. So again, understand that when you get an assistant and they're the one talking to you, that don't take this as an insult. You have to expect that, especially if you're going to get people who already have your market or your network. So the first time you make a contact with these people, you're going to have to stand out, right? You're going to have to stand out in the way you reach out, but you're also going to need to stand out in the way in what you're reaching out to get. And so the first thing you need to do is determine who are the people who have your network. And so these are not going to be the comprehensive categories, but this is how I would define them. These are going to be the people that the influencers are around. You need to think through just the people who are big on social media. So don't just look for people who are big on social media. Look for the people who have your audience. So even if they don't have a big social media presence, who has your audience? And again, you've got to be thinking about a sub niche, right? Not a big, you know, not just weight loss, right? Think, you know, weight loss, Atkins diet, middle-aged women who do the keto diet. That's the way you got to be thinking. You got to be thinking down at that level of the niche. Look for people who are influential journalists in your sub niche. So again, think outside the bounds of online, right? Maybe these people write newspaper articles. Maybe they are authors. Maybe they don't do Kindle. Think about the influential journalists who are in your sub niche. Think about the best-selling authors in your sub niche. So again, do not just look for people who have information products. Don't think about people who just are big, you know, influencers. Look for people who write books. Look for people who have podcasts. And it doesn't matter if you listen to podcasts. It doesn't matter if you're, you know, what matters is does your audience listen to podcasts? And does this person have an audience on their podcast? Look for the most popular podcast in your sub niche. Look for the individuals that are already making sales of their information products. I mean, you can find them on ClickBank. You can find them in Udemy. You can find them in Skillshare. You can find them in all of the market networks. Look for the people who are already making sales, who are selling their information product. Right? If you know they're already making sales, these are going to be people that need to be part of your Dream 100. Look for the individuals on content-based platforms. Again, I talked about that, you know, with Skillshare and Udemy and other places like that. And then look for the people who already have substantial email and snail mail lists. Get on their lists. So in other words, you need to be on the mailing list of your Dream 100. So if they're doing snail mail, you've got to be getting all their snail mail. If they're doing email, you've got to be on all their lists, put them in a category, put them in your, you know, put them in one area, right? Maybe use the email address just for them, but you need to be on all of these individual, all of these influential people's list. So again, maybe you don't use your primary email for this, but you've got to be on all of their lists. You've got to find out who's got the email list. You've got to know what they send their people. You've got to know how often they email. You've got to know if they have not only an email list, but they also have a snail mail list. You need to know all of that about your Dream 100. It's vital because these are going to be the people that are going to help you to build your list. What you're doing right now with this list is you're developing an individual list of people you are going to target. These are going to be the people that you are going to target to help you to build your list, right? So you need a connection strategy. You do need to have one. Now, Russell Brunson suggests purchasing one of that individual's, one or some or all that individual's creative work. Now, Russell can go out and buy he can go out and buy, you know, all 100 people, buy everything they have, right? That may not be the most cost-effective thing for the majority of people. One thing that you can do is you can buy one of their products, right? You can buy their low ticket product. You can buy anything that they have and then use their support link. That's always going to get the attention of somebody whose attention that you want. Sometimes they may be doing their own support. Other times they may have somebody doing their own support. But if you are a customer, that's one of the easiest ways to get behind a gatekeeper. When you're not doing this strategy, right, you're going to have to get their contact information centrally located. Now, again, that's secondary, right? Because anybody can get that contact information. Remember, the easiest way to do this is going to be to use the support link to be able to reach out to somebody and find out how to get a hold of them. One of the ways you're going to have to really figure out when you start contacting these people is how can you serve them? So this isn't going to be, will you promote for thee? This isn't going to be, will you do something for me? This is going to be really looking at how you can serve the interests of that individual, knowing what they're trying to figure out. And again, if you're on their list, you're going to know that. You know, do they have a book, a product, or a business, or an organization launch, right? Do they have something that they have going on? Can you promote it? Do they have some kind of problem that you are able to solve? And again, I know everybody's time is going to be at a premium, but understand something. One person that you connect with can give you a huge jump in your list. So connecting with this one person, you're not going to have time to do it. It's not going to fit into your schedule. So don't think that, well, I'm going to have my connection time. It's, I'm telling you, you're going to have to do this. You're going to have to sacrifice some time to do this. You're going to have to take away some time from doing something that you otherwise would have been able to accomplish, something personal or in your business. You're going to have to take away some of that time to do this. This is not going to fit into your daily life. So do you have a problem that you are uniquely able to solve for that individual? One of the easiest ways for you to provide value for this people is to request to interview them or to promote their most recent activity. One session of our time together is we're going to be talking about you doing an interview show. That's probably going to be the easiest way. If you don't have one, you should have one. You do not have to treat it like a podcast. You don't have to treat it like a big production or YouTube show. All you've got to do is have a place where you can put somebody on. You can promote somebody. You can do an interview of them and promote them. You need to have one of those. If you don't have one of those, you can get one as simple as going to anchor.fm, getting a free Anchor account, and using it in order to do your interviews and promote other people. Interviewing people is not something that's going to work on all people at all times. It'll work on a lot of people, but it's not going to work on everybody. So just understand somebody. You're going to promote, you're going to approach some people and say, can I do an interview? Can I tell, you know, can we talk about your book launch? And they're going to say, no, I don't do that. And they're going to say, no, I can't, I can only do that for a certain number of people. And that's fine. Just don't, you know, don't take it personally. And just take that person off of your Dream 100, put somebody else on there. That's all you got to do. So just so you'll know, a lot of people will respond positively, but some people will not respond at all. Some people will respond after months, and other people will just not respond, respond in a negative. But just don't take that part personal. Another way to accomplish the interview is to do an event. Right. And so you can headline these people in an event. Now, sometimes you really do need to have an audience to do this, but in other cases, you don't. I did not have a big audience when I did a virtual summit the first time. And so this is something that you can do. There are formulas that you can follow in order to do it. And you are going to basically interview the people that are, again, they have your network. They have your people. You want to put them on a show where you're going to feature them. Now, again, it could feel like a little overwhelming to do that, but again, it works. Okay, now, once you make that initial contact, you're going to have to do something that most people are not willing or are able to do. So you need to go one step further. The higher up the food chain you go, the higher up in terms of the Dream 100 that you go and people that are really influencers, you are going to have to be willing to do something that other people can't or what other people are not willing to do. Here's some examples. Do a handwritten note and put it in a snail mail. And you might have to go through some links to get a contact. But again, we're not building this for a short period of time. Now, again, if you're looking to do this in order to do a get-rich-quick thing, then you've got to do your get-rich-quick thing on the side of this. Right. And I'm not even going to call it get rich quick. I'll say if you want to do something where you got to make money now, you're going to have to do double time because we're building a brand. We're building a brand from scratch. We're building it the right way. And if you're going to have to execute a strategy where you've got to make money, don't use that for this. Do your make money online strategy in a parallel track. Don't use this for that. So when you start thinking, I don't have time to send that snail mail note to everybody. Yes, you do. It's going to take time, and you're not going to get people to respond to you overnight. But you're not worried about that if you're not looking to make money online, to make money now. Right? If you've got to make money right now, your back's up against the wall. This is not the strategy for that. There are other strategies for that. You do those strategies along with what we're talking about here. And you do them along the side, but please do not, don't sully this strategy by trying to use it in order to get to make money like right now. If you have a book, if you're not an author, become one. And doesn't matter how big or small your book is, just become an author. You can do that on Kindle. You can now get a paperback book. We will have one session on how to do that. But you can write a Kindle book, and you can put that book on what used to be called Create Space. They now call it Kindle Direct Publishing. You can order a few copies, and you can send that copy to your, to the person you're trying to, you're trying to influence, right? Snail mail a copy of your book. Snail mail a copy of your product. Do a video introduction. Now, if you can't do any of those snail mail things, you can do a video introduction. Record it privately on YouTube. And you have to be careful with that because, YouTube doesn't, sometimes the rules change on those things. So right now you can record it privately on YouTube. I would suggest you do something like Vimeo. There's another company called Bonjuro that I've used in the past. You can use them. But Vimeo also does this, right? You can record your Vimeo from your browser. You can record your webcam. You can get a link. You can send that link to the person that you're trying to influence. Once you've done that, you probably still want to reach out to these people on social media. So, and sometimes, the longer times goes on, this may not work as well over time, but you should be interacting with their posts. And I understand that even when you don't like social media all that much, you really should know what they're doing. And so if you can go into social media to do research and you can get out without getting distracted, then do your reconnaissance. And just find out what they're doing. In some cases, you can interact with their post. You can do likes, you can do shares and all those things. So, all those things, you can do those things also. Make sure you mention that you're in your more personal outreach that you've done this, right? So, when you write them, you say, hey, I contacted you on social media, so on and so forth. Just let them know that you know what's going on. And then the reason you're going to do this is because you want to make it easy for them to get in touch with you. So even if they did a snail mail, you did a letter to them, and you put a book in the mail, let them know that you emailed them. Let them know that you you contacted them on Facebook. And the only reason you're doing that so it'll be easy for them to go and find where your invitation is, and they can contact you back right now. Here's what you want to think about. What can you do that would force them to take time out of their day to thank you personally? So don't just do anything, and don't do the stuff everybody does. Think about something that would force them to take time out of their day to thank you. Right? When they get it, they say, wow, this is really cool. Again, I'm not saying go out and spend $1 million. Please don't do that. And don't spend money you don't have. And don't go spending money and put it on the credit card in order to do this. That's not what I'm talking about. But you think about something you can do for somebody personally to make them thank you. It comes back to understanding how you can serve. And that's really the most important thing, determining how you can best serve them in their business. This could mean that you have purchased their products. So in other words, and in many cases, if they're in your niche or sub-niche, you need to know what they're doing anyway. And at the minimum, you should have read their books. If they write stuff, you should have read them, right? At minimum, you should own them. And one of the things you can do is you can hold up the book and you can say to them, hey, you know what? I'm really enjoying your book. Take a picture of yourself, or when you shoot your video, and just, you can almost lead off the video by saying, hello, Ms. Winfrey. This is Thomas Duncan. I just want to let you know I've got your book. It's really making impact on me right now. And I really appreciate it. I'm on chapter 7 right now, and I'm really working through some of the things, right? Something really cool like that. Now, you're probably already following them on their favorite social media. Then you probably already have a good idea of what's important to them, right? What's important to them. If you already know what's important to them, maybe it's a charity, maybe it's some aspect of, of business, you've already got the inside track on how to serve them best. So again, this is not going to be something that's going to make you, it's not going to build your list overnight. What this is going to do is build the foundation for building your list. Now, we're going to go over some things that you can do to build your list fast. But I wanted to do this at the beginning because you need to be doing this every day, all day, even while you do some of the other methods of building your list, right? Even as you build out your contacts, even as you reach out to people to become affiliates, the things that we have discussed right now, working on that Dream 100 list and becoming almost best friends with these people so they know who you are by first name. When you do that, then all your list building efforts are going to accelerate. They are also all going to almost, they're going to be much more effective because you've done these things. So here is your assignment as a result of that. Develop a list of 100 people who have your customers, right? Now, I've already given you some categories you can put them in. If you want to read Russell Brunson's book, I mean, he's got specific categories. I think they come out into podcasters and bloggers and product creators and list holders. You can go broader than that personally. So in other words, you can go broader than that. But basically, your assignment for this week is to build a list of 100 people who have your customers in your sub niche. And then the next thing, write down an idea of how you can serve each one of these people. Now, this is not going to be an easy thing to do. Basically, you need to this week track down who's in your Dream 100. And then you write down on each person's name, next to each person's name, how can you serve them, right? How can you serve them? And again, and you will be developing this list throughout all 50 weeks. You will be contacting these people from now until the time when we end. After we complete the training, you will continue to contact these people. And you know what really your goal is? Your goal is, between now and the time we end, is to become friends with these people. If they're doing an event and you can get there, go to their event. If they're going to be speaking at an event, go to that event so that you can meet them. Whatever you've got to do to get these people who are part of your Dream 100 into your space, you must sacrifice in order to build your business. Now, if it's going to be hard because of, let's say that you've got work or your business is not going to allow you to do that, then if they're doing a virtual summit, go to their virtual summit. If they're doing something free where they're speaking, you go to it and be among the people who are going to be asking questions in the webinar. So again, this is not a short-term strategy. It's not even a strategy, really. You are building relationships with people. You're serving them first. You're giving them an opportunity to become part of your network. You will then have the basis, the foundation, for which you will be building your list and network. Okay, any questions? Any questions?